why do we spend so much emphasis on schooling? I mean, we're trying to impart a way of thinking. We're trying to impart information. We're trying to train people to make a living, feel good about themselves, participate in society. Okay, well, how do you do that? Well, precisely that. You give them information, you give them reinforcement. Something that you and Tracy do in the area of sport nutrition is vital. It's crucial. How can you perform to your potential if you're not feeding the machine properly? If you're a high-performance race car, you don't put in water into the gas tank. You've got to have the fuel there.
Yes.
Because the fuel is going to determine how you perform, how you feel. It's a major component of performance. And for that, you have to have information. You have to know, well, what is the proper fuel? Because there's all kinds of improper fuel out there. I mean, look around. Every street corner has fast food, which is, you know, the equivalent of putting water into a high-performance gas tank. So, you know, the work that you're doing to me is this crucial. You've got to have the information, and then it's your choice. You know, informed consent is all I'm asking. If you listen to the Talk Techniques material and it makes sense to you and you can internalize it and you can use it and you feel good about it and it gives you the results you're looking for, A-OK. Same with you. You try to give people information. If they choose to ignore it, well, fine. I mean, you go your own way. If you're comfortable with the results and you know what you're doing, why you're doing it, and how to do it, but you choose to go your own way, it's your choice.
So you would agree then that everyone has that ability within themselves to actually make a choice, that it is a choice that they're making?
Well, I think that's the best we can hope for. There may be intervening variables why people can't or won't. I mean, maybe they just need more encouragement, more one-to-one support. Who knows? Maybe there's some mental health issues. There's all kinds of intervening variables. But in an ideal world, hopefully you give people clear, concise information in a way that they can understand it and appreciate it. But those that can just quickly run with it, great. For those that, for whatever reason, can't seem to pick it up or won't pick it up, well, maybe they need just a little more ongoing support, a little more encouragement, a little time to think about it, etc. You know, we're all different. We all have different contexts we're coming from and experiences. I'm predisposed to listening to information such as you present, and the way you present it makes sense to me, and it's presented in a way that I hook up with very quickly, and I learn from it, and then I change my behavior.